Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, in a study which explores Singapore consumers' trust in data for making decisions that impact their lives, Click found that among 1,000 Singapore consumers, more than half, or 56%, trust their emotions, experiences and intuition more when making decisions as opposed to factual data and technology. As the latter becomes more ingrained into our lives, overcoming this trust gap represents a challenge for companies providing data-informed or AI-powered apps and services to consumers. Odd, given we've long known that informed decisions are what we should be making and nothing gives more information than data. What are the implications of these findings, especially if digital natives Generation Z seems to be becoming warier of devices as well? We're speaking with Suganthi Shivkumar, Managing Director for ASEAN, India and Korea at Click, to find out more. Suganthi, thanks for joining us today. Hope you're keeping safe where you are.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for having me on your segment. And yes, all safe and healthy, and hope the same with all of you.
That's great to hear. Thanks so much for asking. So first up, highlight some of the findings of import or interest that Click found when they talked to this over 1,000 Singapore consumers.
Right. So, yes, we surveyed more than 1,000 Singapore consumers, and interestingly, across all the four generations. So they included baby boomers, they included the Gen X, the Gen Y, and definitely the Gen Z that is really born digital. Mm. And it's fascinating, the outcomes from specifically the Generation Z samples that were on the survey. But I would summarize this into six key takeaways from the survey outcomes. One, Singapore consumers trust data in a very limited and short-term sense when they make very low impact decisions. Example, how do I find the fastest route from A to B? Mm. Not a very high impact decision, yeah. But I can live with data for that. The second interesting finding was that most consumers don't trust data as much as they trust humans when it comes to long-term big impact decisions. For instance, whom do I date? How do I navigate my career? Or how do I motivate myself to exercise? The second key takeaway, I would say, was a slight surprise, because the Generation Z, or the digital-born natives, are more distrustful of data and technology compared even to the millennials, or the Gen Ys, as we call them. Mm. And I think the fourth key takeaway was that the main reason for the trust gap, or the data trust gap, are really concerns over data privacy, data security, and also, would I lose the human-to-human connection and interaction if I just trust data too much? So that was very fascinating.
So it was surprising for you at Click, particularly with regard to Generation Z, they're digital natives, like you say.
Yeah, absolutely. Because when we look at the overall results, I think Generation Z definitely bucks the trend when it comes to trusting data and technology. Actually, it puts them more in line with the older baby boomer generation, right? Because, and the common concerns that Generation Z cited, more than half of them actually are very wary of devices and websites and apps collecting data and personal information, because they thought there was a little compromise here in exchange for the convenience and productivity that the technology may be providing. And interestingly, one in five actually think that data and technology are not as accurate as they should be.
One in five whom, though? Just among the Singapore consumers that you talk to, or in particular Generation Z?
One in five of Generation Z of the Singapore consumers we spoke to were a little dubious about the accuracy of technology and the data, actually.
So what does this mean, though, for consumer behavior going forward?
So all is not lost. Actually, the outlook is pretty positive, because at the end of the survey, our study found that there is a shift towards data-led information to influence consumer behavior. If we can just build trust in the data, because consumers believe that their lives could be that much more impactful, right? So over the next 5 years, consumers say that 48% of them would allow integrated body sensors, for instance, to measure vitals and inform their doctor about any anomalies that they are experiencing then and there. Or some 35 said they would permit an app to prioritize spending based on how they want to prioritize their savings plan. Or one in three said that they would allow data and technology to navigate their careers and secure them the next job. So if only a black box approach to AI and technology can be overcome, they said, hey, you know, we are okay to let technology and data dictate even more important aspects of our life.
That's interesting, because earlier you also talked about how there is mistrust, or there is more trust in humans, let's say, for those long-term decisions. I imagine health would be one, career is another.
Yeah, so I think the trick in this for vendors providing data and technology applications is to understand one key tenet. As a human being, I always believe in what I say versus what others tell me. So I think the answer lies in augmenting versus replacing human intelligence, so that the power of choice still remains with the consumer. So at Click, we call this augmented intelligence. So it's never a question about or, it's always a question of how do I include data and technology to augment the already brilliant human brain so that I make that much more informed decision and I actually amplify the intuition that I already have.
If we did nothing with the findings, let's say companies don't want to sort of make use of the findings to their advantage, might we see then a major shift away from data-backed information in order to influence consumer behavior?
No, I think the trick lies in actually using the findings, because the consumers did say that overall they feel that they are much more empowered by the data. 44% said they feel more empowered. 45% believe that it actually helps in problem solving. And 73% say that it's much more efficient and it actually saves them a lot of time. And these are some reasons for trusting data and technology. So I think the quick balance and fix will come when we deliver more of these values while we reduce the trust gap. That can be done by being much more transparent about what are we collecting and how are we dealing with what we collect, because that remains a little bit of a dubious area for most of these consumers.
We're speaking with Suganthi Shivkumar, who's Managing Director for ASEAN, India and Korea at Click. So let's talk about that black box approach to AI that you mentioned earlier and the need for more transparency. So you can't be something I can't see and you can't take my stuff and not tell me what you're going to do with it. That's hampering data-informed decision-making, isn't it?
So the black box approach really describes an artificial intelligence system where, you know, inputs and the operations not visible to the naked eye or to the user.
Yeah.
So what we actually need to do is open up this box, flood it with light, and build that trust.
How? Who's supposed to do that?
I think it's something that's already started to happen. So we see trends like when companies actually collect data on their websites, much more explicit. There are pop-up notifications telling us, hey, I'm collecting this data, I'm going to be accessing this data, and it's going to be visible to X, Y, and Z. So I think more of such practices and transparency will actually be built into these data and technology applications so that users are very confident, because it's actually fear of the unknown, if you see it in one way. The fear of the unknown, what is being collected? How is this data collected being used? And there are two responses to fear. I face everything and rise, or I forget everything and run. And the latter tends to be a path of least resistance, and it keeps one within our comfort zone. So removing that black box approach is actually telling consumers exactly what they are fearing, what is being collected, how it's being used to make recommendations. And as long as they can see the benefits, and they believe that it's augmenting their already brilliant human brain, I think we will be well on our way to increasing the adoption of data and technology.
Here's the thing, though, Suganthi. Even though a website, let's say, tells you, oh, okay, I'm going to take this kind of information from you and not do this and only do that, how can we, at the risk of sounding paranoid now, how can we trust that that's true?
Yeah, so I think this is when legislature comes in really handy, right? So if we look at our local scene, for instance, just now in May, the Singapore authority is already proposing higher fines for data breaches. Organizations may soon be slapped with fines up to 10% of their annual gross turnover or million, whichever is greater. So I think there are deterrents that are being, attempted to be passed. And if this Data Protection Act goes through, we will be well on our way to building comfort in areas that erstwhile were tough to trust. right? Yeah. And I think Zoom came under a lot of scrutiny just, you know, with this pandemic.
Yes.
Yeah. And that too has been tightened, right? You now need passwords, you now need waiting rooms, and people are much more comfortable. So I think understanding the fears and anxieties and addressing them very proactively will be a very, very effective way.
Why not just continue relying on our guts to make those high-impact decisions? It's worked so far. I'm not sure I'd want to trust, say, particular apps that swipe left or right, so to speak, to find my soulmate.
Yeah, I mean, today, data and tech are, you know, an integral part. Undeniably, I think we are living it, especially in this COVID-19 season. Everything has a technology and online flavor, whether it's wellness, it's sport, it's food or diet, retail, online pharmacy, banking, stock trading, even spirituality. People are getting together to do chants and prayers or business meetings, right? Mm. So it's hitting all generations. It presents a lot of opportunities that would otherwise have been impossible. So I think increasingly there is definitely a realization that, yes, I can do it alone and I can do it in my traditional old-fashioned way with the human-to-human interaction. And pretty much all of us love the energy generated by human-to-human interaction. But if that interaction can be further enriched by technology that I trust, data and technology that I trust, it only makes my experience that much better, faster, more effective and more enriching.
Hmm. As long as people remember to put on their trousers before heading into a video conference. Suganthi Shivkumar, Managing Director for ASEAN, India and Korea at Click. Suganthi, thank you so much for joining us today and stay safe.
My pleasure. Stay safe, all.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.